A group of pharmacy school students in Philadelphia is working to help prevent opioid deaths in Philadelphia. They're visiting drugstores and overdose hotspots to raise awareness about naloxone, the life-saving drug that can help revive those who OD. Joel Wolfram reports from WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk.
The second stop of the day for three students from the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy is a windowless brick storefront in Fairhill.
Good afternoon.
Cambria Pharmacy is just blocks from Philadelphia's most notorious heroin encampment, but it doesn't stock naloxone. A standing order from the state physician general in 2015 made it legal for pharmacies to provide naloxone to anyone who walks in asking for it. But the pharmacist here, David Ostro, tells the volunteers he isn't clear on how it works.
So who do you put in as a physician on a standing order?
The physician general of Pennsylvania, which is Dr. Rachel Levine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the directions would just be like ordered through standing order, use as directed, and then you dispense it.
Okay.
A survey done last year in city neighborhoods that suffer the most overdoses found that fewer than 1 in 8 pharmacies had naloxone in their stores. Many pharmacists didn't know about the standing order or didn't understand what it meant. Now, the students are going out into those neighborhoods to boost awareness about the life-saving drug. More than 50 of them have signed up, along with faculty members and volunteers from Prevention Point Philadelphia. Prevention Point's Silvana Matsella is helping coordinate.
We're really going to let the pharmacy students do most of the talking because I really believe that pharmacists will listen to future pharmacists.
At Cambria Pharmacy, the students answered questions on how to bill insurance for the drug and which formulations are best. Ostro said he hadn't received that kind of education on naloxone, which also goes by the brand name Narcan.
And I probably will, now that you've been here, will be ordering this in Narcan in for tomorrow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
It was exactly what the students were hoping to hear. For WHYY News, I'm Joel Wolfram.